When it comes to prayer and seeking God, and it comes to learning war and how to use what God has given us, Paul was a master. He was a master. And that's the reason in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 3rd verse, Paul started out like this: though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So Paul was saying, yes, we're still in this fleshly body and we have to walk according to our limitations, but we're not seeking for the things of the flesh or the things of the natural man. And then he went on in verse 4 and said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Many people quote this, but they don't know what it means and they don't know how to effectually put it in action in their life. When Paul said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, what weapons is he talking about? What are your weapons? What are the things that God has given you to be able to fight with? If all you ever do is defend yourself, which the Lord dealt with me about the armor of God in Ephesians 6 years ago, and he said all many people do is put that armor on, or they try to clothe themselves in that armor, and all they ever do is take the shield and try to defend themselves. The only defensive weapon of that armor is the shield. The rest of them are offensive. They are offensive weapons to be used to fight. If all you do is deflect the blows of Satan and ward him off, you're not getting anywhere. You've got to go on the offensive, and you've got to learn to fight, and you've got to use the weapons of your warfare that God has given you, and you cannot fight a spiritual battle in a carnal mind. That's why Paul said the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and the casting down of imaginations. Children, the warfare is in your mind. That is the devil's battlefield, is your mind. It's where you go through trials, temptations, tribulations. It's where you face your decisions, right or wrong. It's where every thought of everything you do, of every minute of every day, every waking moment in your life, it is processed in your mind. And if it's processed in a carnal mind or in a carnal manner, and it has to do with things in the spirit, then you are not using the weapons that God has given you, and they are not being used and being made mighty by the Spirit. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the Spirit, through the unction of the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare that God has given us, they're mighty, they're powerful, they've got power in them. There's power in the word. There's power in prayer. There's power in presenting your body to Christ, to the Lord, a living sacrifice. But when it comes to praying and getting in prayer and pulling down these imaginations, casting down strongholds, pulling down strongholds, however it reads, casting down imaginations and pulling down strongholds, because you've got to come against every thought that acknowledges itself and exalted itself against the Lord. Because when you start trying to walk by faith and believe God, the enemy is going to challenge you on every thought. He's going to challenge you on the word. He's going to tell you it's not going to work. He's going to tell you you're not living right. You're not praying enough. You're not believing. He's going to challenge you on every thing that comes out of your mouth and everything that pertains to the word of God that you are using to fight against the enemy. The devil is going to come against it. Look what it says. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. So everything you've learned, everything the Spirit has taught you, everything in the knowledge of the Word, everything that God has put in your spirit to equip you to fight, if you're not moving in the Spirit, if you're not moving by the unction and the leadership of the Holy Ghost, then it's just what the Scripture says, the letter killeth, but the Spirit maketh alive. If you try to use the word in a carnal mind, it's dead letter. But if you use it by the unction of the Holy Ghost, it becomes living, the living word. It becomes life. It becomes strength. It becomes joy. It becomes peace. And it becomes a weapon of your warfare that you can use to drive the devil back. You can use to awaken the working of the Holy Ghost down in your soul. And you learn to wait on that moving and quickening of the Spirit of God, and you move. And when you move by the Spirit, that word has power. That word has power. That sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, has power. And when you learn to use it, when you learn to wield that sword, you know, in Paul's day, a man that knew how to use a two-edged sword, that means he's as sharp as a razor on both sides. And if he becomes skillful with that sword, he could swing it and come this way and it would cut. And he could come back and swing it this way and it would cut, because it was double-edged. Any man that fought battles feared a man that they come up against that had the skill to use a two-edged sword, because it's sharper and it's more powerful than any weapon. It's the greatest weapon a man can use. And the Word of God, by the unction and inspiration of the Holy Ghost, is the greatest weapon you can use in going after your enemy and driving him back. That's why Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." And this word, when it gets anointed, when you in prayer keep yourself presented before God, this word comes alive in you. For Jesus was told, and the word says in the Old Testament, and he rebuked the devil with it. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You have got to learn to use this word to stand, to use it as a weapon of your warfare, which if you'll use it in prayer by the unction of the Holy Ghost, it is not carnal, but it is mighty through God to accomplish that you need it to do. May God bless you.